Welcome back to the show. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Mark.
And we're glad you've joined us this evening. Want to give out the phone number in case you want to get in touch with us tonight. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you're looking for a quick, easy way to help out Free Talk Live that has no cost to you, all you have to do is go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can find out how to enter Amazon through Free Talk Live's referral link so that they will get a small referral fee from anything that you buy. It doesn't cost you anything. It's just a quick
maybe extra moment on the Internet.
Yes, it costs you maybe a few seconds. Nothing is free, right, Mark? But
that's right.
It's a minuscule cost, and it won't increase the price that you pay in dollars for the things that you already buy, maybe on Amazon.com, your regular groceries. So doesn't hurt to check it out at shop.freetalklive.com. Now, Mark, I wanted to talk to you about these unemployment statistics, because I think that's really interesting. You brought in an article about those. But real quick first, we spent a good portion of the show talking about sort of like the concept of doping and Olympic athletes and what is fair in this realm. And I just wanted to read this interesting little article from Reuters. I kind of saw it at the corner of my eye during the break. It says, "Ancient dopers got their kicks from raw testicles," by Kate Kelland. Forget anabolic steroids and easy-to-swallow tablets or EPO in clean syringes. Ancient Olympic dopers got their pregame hormone boost from chewing on raw animal testicles.
I've heard of Rocky Mountain oysters, which I guess are goat testicles.
I think those are from a bull.
Okay.
Yeah, but maybe that same term is used for goat. I'm not sure. But so they say the problem with some Olympic competitors taking potions, medicines, and supplements to boost performance is as old as the games themselves. This is not a new thing. People have been doing this for a long time. I think it's just technology is getting better. So they say over at Reuters that even athletes of the 19th century thought nothing of fortifying themselves with coca leaves, cocaine, and alcohol.
I would imagine, I mean, I've certainly
used... Coca leaves probably help you run faster.
Well, I've certainly used different types of stimulants. I'm very sensitive to caffeine before different workouts, in order to give me more energy. I don't think it's very effective.
Yohimbe.
I have used Yohimbe, and it was a heck of a night.
Thomas Hicks won the 1904 Olympic marathon with the help of raw egg, strychnine, and shots of brandy.
Strychnine, huh?
Yeah, I thought that was a poison, given to him at regular intervals by his attentive coach. Doping has always been part of the Olympics, but drugs have not always been seen as a problem. They have become a problem. Martin Poley, an Olympic historian...
Probably more effective.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. They're getting more effective. Technology is getting more advanced. So this is said by an Olympic historian. The subheader here is tonics, tinctures, and testicles. Experts say what drove people to extremes then is probably similar to what drives athletes to dope now. After all, the desire to win by any means must have been strong to induce athletes to eat raw testicles. Although, as Polly points out, it was probably seen as a sign of masculinity. Yeah, just take male genitalia into your mouth. That's a sign of masculinity.
Well, okay, so, I mean, you know,
like Stephen Colbert, the best way to cure the gay is, he says the best way to cure the gay is to get down on your knees, take a swig of wine, and take the body of a man into your mouth.
Making fun of the
sacrament,
Eucharist.
Yeah.
There's this essence belief in humans, and no doubt the belief that consuming something that is very that's full of male essence, like a bull. What's more bullish about than a bull than his testicles? Consume that. I mean, all you have to do is been seen a bull up close, and if that wasn't enough for you to think that was virile and male, then just have one chasing you, and then you'll get that feeling.
Well, and there is probably a high concentration of testosterone and androgenic steroids in there.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's effective in doing anything. I wouldn't know.
I think if you consume Rocky Mountain oysters, that it can be shown that there's an increase in your blood testosterone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take your word for it.
So, anyway, I mean, I just, the article kind of goes on, and it's very interesting, but I just wanted to make the point that this is not really a new problem. I think people tend to view it as a new problem because the technology is changing and getting better, but people have been doping forever, as long as they've been playing sports. So, you want to talk about the unemployment numbers, Mike?
Sure. So, I guess to me, what's included in this story, and this is, It's from a newsletter, Profit Confidential here. One of my friends gets it, and he outlined a little bit here. And, you know, what bothers me is the government is taking government numbers. I guess I'm a conspiracy theorist. I don't believe when the government says that the unemployment number is 8.3, that that's what the unemployment number is. I believe that the employment number is significantly more important than the unemployment number, because I guess it's harder for them to lie about that. But you never get to hear the employment number. They don't mention that on TV. Because when they say unemployment...
They do talk about job creation, don't they?
They do.
I don't know if I believe that.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
There's this many created, this many destroyed, whatever. I don't know. But, you know, the simple number is 8.3% of Americans don't have jobs, when that's the unemployment number. That's dead wrong. It's absolute crap.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't count people who've gone back to school in order to get, to be better in the workplace.
Or who have stopped looking for jobs.
Who are at the end of their, their numbers as far as unemployment go.
Yeah.
All kinds of numbers. Let me read this here. The most startling number in the report we received this morning from the Bureau of Labor Statistics is something the media is not focusing on, because the media is full of liars. I mean,
well, they also have an incentive to keep in the good graces of the government.
Why wouldn't they just report a simple number like employment? The government's giving them that number. They want to focus on unemployment, and unemployment's a big fat lie number.
Mm.
So,
do you think they might feel responsible, like if they say that there's high unemployment, then they could be causing like more instability in the market or whatever?
I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to think of their incentives.
So the employment number is the lowest it's been since December of 1981. It's the second lowest it's ever been now, at 63.6%.
This is employment.
Employment,
okay.
Number. And I believe that, let me read the whole thing here. The labor participation rate measures all people in the working age populations from 16 to 64 who are actually employed. So this isn't numbers of, this isn't 5-year-olds and 85-year-olds. 16 to 64.
Mm-hmm.
In April, this rate fell to its lowest level since December 1981 at 63.6%. This is a reflection of fewer and fewer people participating in the labor force because there are no jobs to be had. In May and June, this measure held steady at 63.8, but in July it fell slightly to 63.7, and is dangerously close to challenging its record worst levels. Oh, maybe the lowest level was December at 63.6, and we are at 63.7. Excuse me. So we are at 0.1% away from the lowest. This is it. I mean, this is what the depression looks like in the new millennium.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say about it. And I hate that the government's lying about the numbers, because they're just, they're feeding us this.
Nobody believes it. Don't you think that, I know you said that the media is reporting these numbers very faithfully, like this is the real truth, but I've seen a lot of people, even people that I would consider like mainstream media, just really questioning those numbers. I don't know. Maybe it's the sources I pay attention to.
Right. I wouldn't doubt that there are lots of people. But this is how you lose credibility. Mainstream media.
This is
what happens.
They wonder
when
why
you continue
50%
to parrot
of people
these lies.
Stop
just because everybody else is saying the unemployment rate doesn't mean that you have to say what the unemployment rate is. You can tell people what the employment rate is. Every once in a while, this trickles out in the news. I mean, you'll see the rate out there, and I've seen different numbers, but. I mean,
inflation is another thing where they do the same thing. Like they're saying it's, some number of percent, but nobody really believes that.
Right. They'll report the consumer price index or whatever it is. And the consumer price index takes out housing, fuel, and food. Now,
and
when you feel inflation, you feel it in these three areas.
Oh, yeah. And it's weighted by, like, electronics and stuff, which are getting less expensive,
sure.
And so that skews the numbers as well.
Plastic crap you buy at, big box stores is what the Consumer Price Index is about. And there's no doubt those things make our lives better. I'm not going to say that they don't.
But you can't eat them.
Right.
And you can't put them in your car.
But, you need fuel to get to work. You need food in order to live. You need shelter. These are the things that I want to know about.
Exactly. Well, if you know something that we don't know, you can call us at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live. Stay tuned. We'll have more about unemployment coming up.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 3rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,596.90. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,637. $818.50 for a half-ounce, or $409.25 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.37, $818.50, and $409.25.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Stephanie with you.
And Mark.
You can call us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you like Free Talk Live, there's a really easy way to support the show at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And if you give $3 a month to Free Talk Live, you'll not only be able to help the show and support it for a really affordable rate, but you'll also get some perks like the AMP-only podcast with no commercials in it. As a little thank you to the listeners for supporting.
Yeah, there's a few others, but that's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
So Free Talk Live, we have teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you some really great rates on gold and silver. If you're looking to, you know, get some precious metals, it looks like there might be a rally on the horizon. That's just my guess. I may or may not be right. Many people get precious metals for lots of different reasons. Diversify their portfolio, a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency, whatever your reason might be. You can get some really great rates at gold.freetalklive.com. You can comparison shop there. We've got the coins right on the internet. You can take a look at the prices. And when you buy gold there, you're helping Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
And you can get Mises pieces there, too, right?
That's right. Ludwig von Mises silver rounds or pieces. You get, therefore, Mises pieces.
All right. Well, we've got a number of other things that we wanted to get to tonight, Mark. I want to talk about Walmart sex. But first, before we do that, you had a piece about... We'll find out what that's all about coming up here in a moment. But first, I wanted to talk about people. You have basically like an expat Hall of Fame article.
Yeah, this is from finance.yahoo.com. And it's...
I thought this was really interesting.
Yeah, a lot of people are giving up U.S. citizen right now. And most of those people are wealthy. And mostly the reason they're giving them up is... international banking laws. The United States has passed laws on other countries doing business with Americans outside of the United States, basically reporting rules and stuff like that, mm-hmm. making it so that...
The days of hiding your money in a Swiss bank account are totally gone because they've got Swiss banks in their pocket.
It's much more difficult, and they're telling other countries, banks, how they've got to do business outside of the United States. Yeah. And, you know, to me, it just goes to show that, you know, citizenship is the new slavery. It's totally a government claiming to own you. And
it's like, did you ever have the experience when you were like, you know, maybe a young kid and like you go to your friend's house and their rules are different than your parents.
Sure.
And so you're like, ooh, I want to do the thing that my parents won't let me do.
Yep.
And then like somehow your parents find out about it and they're like, whoa, you can't do that just because you're at your friend's house.
Right.
You're grounded or whatever. I mean, that's what it reminds me of. And there are so many parallels, you know, between the family and the state.
There's a lot of argument to be had that parents own children. I mean, you know, there's a statement there. I think it's a coarse way to define a relationship.
At least you can kind of escape once you get old enough when you're a kid. If you want to, like if you don't like your parents or whatever, but you can never really escape from the state. And that's part of what makes it so insidious and so terrible, because you don't have a choice in that matter. And it's so overreaching. You know, when you said that thing about we were talking about the U.S. like dictating to banks in other countries, like how they can do business and the reporting requirements. They've also extradited people. Like there was a case where a British teen was like extradited to the U.S. or something because he was violating the Digital Millennium Copyright Act or something on his blog. I mean, it's just madness. It's so overreaching. And I think if other countries tried to do that within the U.S., like I don't know if the U.S. government would necessarily recognize that as valid. Yeah. But
the United States government acts like it's the biggest kid on the block.
Yep.
And, you know, that biggest kid acting like he's the biggest kid is often called the bully. Now, I think the United States is probably a better empire than many empires that have existed in the past. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But to me, it's absolutely despicable that the way they treat their citizens. That I think there are two countries on the planet that claim the fruit of your labor when you leave their borders. I've heard different ones, but I know the United States is one of them. I'd have to do a... Somebody will chime in and tell me what the other one is, but I've heard North Korea, and then
France?
I hear that it's not France. But at least that's not the ones I've heard.
Yeah.
But if my wife and I were to take my son to Germany, say we decided Switzerland is the... Let's call it Switzerland. Switzerland's the way to go. It's the freest place on the planet. That's where we're going to go, and we're going to raise our son there. At 4 years old, this kid, who would likely be speaking German before the year was out,
yep.
Because that's how fluid kids can
great
be.
With language, yeah.
And he'll be speaking German. He'll grow up speaking German. He'll consider himself to be Swiss, even though he'll be an American citizen. When he gets to be 18 years old and gets his first job, the United States government, well, I think you have to make more than $80,000 a year, but if it's the family unit or whatever, the United States government believes if they say it's $80,000 a year, then they could call it $20,000 a year. They're going to claim the fruits of his labor if he is industrious enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ridiculous. I mean, a person who isn't in the country, why in the world should the government claim the fruit of their labor? I mean, you can make the argument, well, you're here in the country, you got to support the troops who are defending you, and you got the roads and the political system and all that stuff. Well, yeah, well, I'm living in some other country, I'm paying their taxes, and then the United States government wants some on top of that.
And there are a lot of people who live in the U.S. and use those things but don't pay taxes.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, all you have to do is take a look. And
40%, something like that?
I have a difficult time with that number.
I say good for them. Like, I'm happy for them if they can somehow avoid it. You know,
well, most of they're just not making much. Mostly, yeah. The income taxes are paid by people in the top two
quartiles.
Nah, the quintiles. Quintiles, that's the term. Top two quintiles. The top 40%, and then the vast majority is paid by the top 20%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, this is a list of people who've decided, you know what, this whole America thing isn't really working out for me anymore. The latest list of renouncers is out. One is a buyout specialist at the Carlyle Group. Another, a private equity executive at J.P. Morgan Chase. There's also a big law partner, an international socialite, an Israeli Supreme Court justice, and a London-based artist. Each one recently renounced their U.S. citizenship and turned in a long-held green card conferring permanent resident status in their U.S. In the U.S. Their names appeared in a quarterly list published by Friday by the Treasury Department.
So these are trendsetters. You know, these are people who are movers and shakers.
I just wonder about, you know, I mean, here you've got executives at J.P. Morgan, Carlyle Group.
And
I mean, people who know stuff about money.
Yeah, I agree. That's interesting. And I find it really funny because the big banks like J.P. Morgan and probably Carlyle Group, too, they get tons of privileges from the state. I mean, there are, like, lots of advantages that are conferred by being the first ones to touch the new money,
sure,
basically, and getting bailouts, you know, when they need them, so-called, because they're too big to fail.
Well, just because you give up your U.S. citizenship doesn't mean you can't stay in the country. Sometimes they do refuse to, but often they'll be in satellite offices, say in Hong Kong or something like that. So if you're in, you know, in a foreign country working for a United States citizen, working in a foreign country, and you say, you know what, things aren't so bad here. This is a lot like civilization. I'll just never go back to the United States. What do I care? Sure. Because the United States will only not allow you to come back if they believe that you've given up your citizenship for financial, for tax reasons.
I was about to ask about that because they do have some policy related to that, and it came up because, who was it? Eduardo Severin. The co-founder of Facebook, you know, recently did that before Facebook went public with their IPO.
And they're angry because, you know, it was obvious that he did it for tax reasons, but a lot of people probably do it for tax reasons and then just state some other reason, and for whatever reason, they're not on anybody's radar, so they don't, you know, they don't get the punishment.
Yeah, completely arbitrary. Call us with your thoughts on this issue. Do you want an expatriate from the U.S.? Maybe you have. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Stephanie here with you.
And Mark.
We'd love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about expatriation, giving up your U.S. citizenship to kind of reduce the amount of tax tribute that's taken from you by force. And or, you know, maybe ostensibly for different reasons, but really that's what's going on. I think it's an interesting topic, and I also want to talk about Walmart sex, but there's more on this expatriation thing first, isn't there, Mark?
First, let me tell you about SACL CAI. They sponsor our phone lines, and, you know, Jason Osborne, one of the principals over there at SACL CAI, he's a great guy. He's a big supporter of Liberty, and so if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI is a place to check out. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Good folks over there at SACL CAI. So, yeah, this article here from finance.yahoo.com, written actually by Laura Saunders, and it's, you know, listing, I guess, the 180 people who have 189 people who have renounced their U.S. citizenship in the last quarter. They're suggesting that there actually may be more coming. Let me read this part here. The list contains 189 names, far fewer than other recent lists. Some experts speculate the number dropped because many Americans, because the number had been going up steadily and this quarter wasn't very big comparatively, who planned to expatriate while tax rates were both low and certainly have already done so, because there's a six-month delay between renunciation and publication in the Treasury list. Other experts expect a large surge later this year. I guess there's supposed to be some new rules that are going in. The first list revealed for 2012 revealed renunciation by, of course, Facebook co-founder Eduardo Saverin and by Denise Rich, the ex-wife of commodities trader Mark Rich. Saverin now lives in Singapore, and Rich is a citizen of Austria, according to their spokespeople.
And interesting. Yeah, so we don't know who's coming on this list, but it's likely...
there's some names here, but... You know,
I mean, in the next one that's...
Oh, in the next one,
because there's a six-month delay or whatever, but Yeah, I mean, that's very interesting. You would think
there's
there's
this thing going on in the world right now, or in the United States, where those big companies are keeping money abroad, and so the politicians are trying to tighten the noose on tax dollars. I mean, you know, they're 43%.
The feedback that they're getting is that some of the biggest, you know, the most productive cattle, you know, the ones that are tax farmed or considered their most productive livestock are leaving. And so you would think that by publishing this, maybe it would send a signal to the people who are making these policies that, like, hey, you're driving people out.
This is what it really comes down to. I mean, take a look at the Channel Islands. The Channel Islands are basically a place where rich Europeans go in order to avoid taxes. They become citizens of this tiny little clod of dirt in the middle of the English Channel has lower taxes. This is something that can be provided by these little nations. You know, they have nothing else. I mean, they're not, they don't have a lot of resources, so they provide low tax shelters. It just goes to show in this shrinking world where you can get on a plane and be around the world in, you know, a few short hours, that you can't just tax people any old way you want and that they're going to put up with it, because they're not. Wealthy people can, you know, do business online. I could do my business from anywhere. I'm not a wealthy person. For me, the United States is probably the best place to make money. But
it's so cool that those opportunities have opened up to be global about your business.
Sure.
Through the use of technology. I really appreciate that, because I'd like to take advantage of that too.
Right. I think that, you know, what governments are hopefully going to come to a conclusion that we just need to provide, you know, just charge for the services that we provide. And, you know, if they would allow competition in those areas, then you'd find better better services that people would provide. And just, you know, governments are so inefficient at what they do, and then they demand your money.
They love the power too. I mean, the people in them. Really love the power.
I mean, it really shows the way the United States demands tax dollars from people that don't even live in the country, and that's what they do.
Yeah, that's pretty bold, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, you know, if I've lived over it, you know, my whole life in Europe, and I've managed to get successful, well, let's not use Europe as an example then, someplace in the world where I've managed to make more than $80,000 a year, the United States government believes that it should be able to take a percentage of what I make, just because I was born here, or I was born someplace that they claim me as a citizen. I mean, you can actually have been born in a foreign land, like, say, on a military base or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You're a U.S. citizen as far as they're concerned, and they're going to demand money from you.
Yeah.
I mean, how far are we from them sending out armed IRS agents to go disappear these people and bring them back to the United States? I mean, I think that largely if you're in a foreign country and you don't come back to the United States, you act like a foreigner and you just don't come to the United States, then you won't be a problem. But if you want to...
Or if you don't make enough money for them to care.
Well, you know, the people that don't make enough money isn't that, you know, that's just that they don't show up on their radar. But, you know, I don't see any reason why a United States citizen shouldn't be allowed to be successful in some foreign country.
Yep.
So, you know, they just...
I wonder if the phenomenon, you know, there was like... There are a lot of people who complain, like maybe the anti-illegal immigrant people who claim like, oh, you know, these women are coming across the border illegally and then having babies and, you know, and then the baby gets U.S. citizenship. I wonder if that's going to slow down or stop, because nobody wants to be one anymore.
I think that, you know, I think the United States and this empire are in decline. And when you're looking at Mexico and people, you know, south of the border, Guatemala, Nicaragua, places like that, they're so desperately poor that... Even an empire in decline looks pretty good. But there are places, I mean, I've heard financial experts like Doug Casey suggest that, you know, the place for young men to be right now is in Southeast Asia.
I've heard that too.
You know, I don't know. I'm no expert in this particular area, but that's what the claim is. And
he lives in Argentina, doesn't he? On a ranch, private ranch, intentional community kind of thing?
There's an intentional community there. I don't know how much time he spends actually at La Estancia, I think it is. What is Estancia? Maybe something like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think tell me what you think of this. Personally, I believe that there are a lot of people who are kind of famous or well-known expats, like in libertarian circles, who I think it's like a case of the grass is greener. You know, like you can go down to South America and try to live free, but there's going to be problems with it.
Sure.
There are going to be things that you don't like. And I've read articles from people who have actually done this and said, yeah, I'm not too happy with it, and here's why. Because one, you kind of stick out like a sore thumb if you're a white person living amongst a lot of, you know, native people in South America. There are other problems, like you can't get access to certain products, just cultural differences.
I just wonder what the internet connectivity
barriers.
Is.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, I've got my particular brands of food that I want to eat, and, you know, how hard is it or easy is it to get those things? I mean, mm-hmm. you know,
It's a trade-off. You know, it's trade-offs between a lot of different things, and honestly, I'm pretty happy living here in New Hampshire, even though I don't like the U.S. government. I don't know if I'm at the point where I'd like to swap it for a different government.
Would you move if there was some place in the United States that you could move? Would mm-hmm. you that you would see a marked increase in your level of freedom? Would you move there?
Yeah, but it would have to be a big enough increase that it was, you know, it made up for me spending the time and expense to move.
Yeah, and there is a lot of expense to moving, and this is one of the, you know, owning a home was, you know, practically a religious act 5 years ago. Like,
sure.
Everybody had to do it. So, I mean, picking up and moving can be much more difficult. You know, if we all lived in RVs, you just drive away to wherever you want to go.
The cost for me to move to New Hampshire was very low because it was an extremely convenient time. I had just graduated undergrad. So it was like, the world is my oyster. I can do whatever I want.
Yep.
So I moved to New Hampshire, and it wasn't a big deal. And I was only moving from Massachusetts, so it was really close. And
most of your stuff would fit in a foot locker, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I didn't have very much. So so I can understand when people say that there is a huge cost to relocating, and it better damn well be worth it, essentially.
Yeah, absolutely.
So people move, really relate to that.
People move for college. They move for that first new job. Sometimes they will move for work. They're in a line of work where
sometimes their work pays at least some of the costs for relocating, too.
And people will sometimes move at retirement. And that's pretty much where you've got your moves. That's one of the reasons that Free Staters tend to kind of stick out here, is because people ask, so what'd you move to? Why'd you move from Florida to New Hampshire?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you know, you can either say, oh, the good weather. People are like, you know, like it just doesn't. There's no good answer. If you didn't move for a spouse or a mate or a job, it just doesn't make any sense.
All right. Well, coming up here, we're going to talk about Walmart sex. Unless you call and preempt us at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you're trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're Final Trim, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now. 1-800-905-5945. Final Trim is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, so you'll be able to lose the max amount of weight, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-905-5945. 1-800-905-5945. That number again is 1-800-905-5945.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are starting off the last segment of tonight's show, so there's still time for your calls, but you got to make them quick at 855-450-FREE. I think they just want to hear us talk about Walmart sex, Mark. Don't you think? Mark does not want to talk about this. I think it brings up an interesting property rights issue, so we can relate this back to liberty.
Good.
So are you ready to discuss this, Mark?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
There's nobody, believe me, people out there want to hear you talk in your voice about sex. Go ahead.
I don't know if they'll want to hear this. This is rather disgusting. So the headline is Kansas couple arrested for Walmart sex. Pair swiped KY jelly, got busy in front of shoppers. And it's from thesmokinggun.com.
Okay.
August 1st, a pair of frisky Kansans are facing criminal charges after they allegedly swiped some KY jelly from a Walmart and actually began trysting inside the big box retailer, cops report. And by the way, the comments on this are hilarious. Somebody said, you shouldn't call that lady names. Big box retailer is just cruel. The eight... X-rated encounter.
She was retailing?
I don't think so. I think there were a couple. The X-rated encounter Sunday evening resulted in the arrest of these people. I don't need to say their names, but a man who's 22, a woman is 35, on theft and lewd and lascivious behavior charges. According to the police department, they show their mugshots. Witnesses told officers that the couple was openly fondling each other in full view of fellow Walmart shoppers, which resulted in the lewd and lascivious charges. Additionally, they were accused of shoplifting the sexual lubricant and other items.
They could have paid for it. They hadn't left the store yet. That seems like a spurious charge to me.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, the other one.
Haven't you ever gone to the grocery store and opened up a bag of chips before you paid for them, and then a bottle of water or something?
I can tell you that having a young child who basically eats, you know, nothing but fruit, you know, going to the store, he's going to want those things. Now, generally, we try to get him to eat the things like berries and stuff like that that come in containers, and they cost what they cost, and not the, you know, but you know, sometimes the kid wants an apple, and I've actually gone to the produce people, had them wash the apple off so he could eat it in the store. Nobody really says anything about it.
Yeah. Especially if there's like a sticker on it or something. Anyway.
I mean, we pay for the apple, but he's not for the pieces he gnaws off.
Right. So, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's.
Because they have to weigh it.
It's theft, essentially. But I don't know what to do about it. And,
or it's a freebie. I don't know.
Yeah. I think that it's what the cost of doing business and not having a screaming 2-year-old in your store. Mine's 4 now, but I mean, I'm just talking about things that have happened in the past.
Yeah. Some grocery stores give out free samples of, like, cookies or apple slices or whatever if they want you to try their product. But anyway,
I don't think anybody needs to try an apple.
Well, and I don't know if you get to try lube either in the store. It's not giving that out as a sample.
But they had the container. They could have. It's not like they're weighing it on the way out, so you could, you know, if for whatever reason you needed some Vaseline, say you wanted to put it on your lips before you go out, I don't see a problem with opening it up, putting the Vaseline on your lips as long as you pay for it.
Mm-hmm. But in this case, you know, they're being charged with misdemeanors because they're, you know, saying this is lewd and lascivious. Now, what I want to know is, like, do you think this is appropriate to criminalize this? Or did they just do something offensive and, like, you know, maybe they owe those other shoppers an apology or whatever? Or is it even like that? Like, are people just, you know, if you get offended, are you just responsible for, like, averting your eyes? Like, do you have a right not to see certain things in public?
Well, I think retailers have the right to decide what goes on. I think that anybody, and property owners, have the right to decide what goes on their property, especially something that's socially deviant like this. But I don't think there's much value in putting these people in jail. I mean, maybe to prevent the behavior in the future, but couldn't one attempt to prevent the behavior in the future by talking to Walmart and seeing what they want? What do you want, Walmart?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Maybe the best thing to do is have these people be greeters. Maybe it's not. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, that's going to go.
Maybe they could hold signs. There's lots of these. I don't know if this goes on nationwide, but maybe it does. People that hold signs for particular businesses on street corners. Have you seen this?
No.
Okay, well, they'll
like dressed in a chicken costume or something?
Not necessarily. Yeah, but maybe a chicken costume certainly wouldn't hurt. Well, put some kind of clothing on them.
We do have a call on the line. Let's go to Mike listening in Nevada. Mike, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi. Hi. Good evening. And I wanted to say this is what I just turned on and heard you guys talking about Walmart. But it is true that every day low prices means every day low quality junk. And I do think that it is true that Walmart puts other stores out of business. But this is the dilemma that we have. If, let's say a company like, let's take shoes, like Adidas shoes, used to be made in the United States, and they cost $50 to make, and they sell them for a small profit, that's fine. But when these companies go overseas, like to China, and that pair of shoes now costs $2.10 to make, what right do these businesses have selling the shoes for $55 still? That's
supply
what I don't
demand.
Understand. I mean, people are mad at the wrong people.
Well, you could get shoes at Walmart for $12. I mean, you know.
And I guess I have to say, like, it's hard to know where everything comes from. You know, like, I remember there was a documentary made by somebody who tried to only buy American-made products for an entire year. And they were going to go buy everything that they bought American-made. And it was hard to find out the information. Things cost a lot more. And they, at the end of the documentary, said that they, you know, this was really difficult.
Yeah, I think that if there was a way for Americans to buy American-made items and it was easy and convenient, I think that people would even pay a premium and not complain about it.
I don't think they would.
Do you think so? I mean, a lot of people are really conscious about saving money now, and sometimes that's their biggest concern when they're choosing what to buy. Like, I know there are lots of people actually in my town. It's kind of like a liberal kind of college town area, and there are a lot of people who are, like, very conscious shoppers, and they choose, like, ethically made products, so-called, whatever
local
that means.
Fours.
But it's hard to know, like, really, it's hard to really know where the product you're buying is coming from and whether it meets your standards for ethical. And also, some people are just so poor that they're not worrying about that. They're just worrying about, like, how to save enough money to make ends meet. And so, I don't know. I mean, Mike, so you don't shop at Walmart at all?
No, I can't say that. I'm guilty of, I'm a Walmart shopper to the max, and it's mostly because Walmart doesn't have any problem letting the big trucks in the parking lot. They'll let you sleep there overnight. And, I go and spend my money in Walmart. If I had a different option, I would use it.
It's going to be hard to open that big box store that only sells American-made goods, because you're going to be that big box store that sells everything at a really high price. Now, to some extent, even if the shoes are made for $250 and you're just making up a number, I don't know what it costs to make a pair of Adidas shoes these days, but there's shipping, and that shipping is a great deal. You know, they've got to get these things on boxes over here, and, you know, that has a cost too, as you know, as a truck driver, Mike.
Yeah, and I would have to think about this more, but I guess what I'm saying is, if the iPad is allowed to be made in China, and you know it doesn't cost $400 to make that iPad,
sure.
I let that it cost less than $70 to make an iPad. I there should be some kind of rule or regulation or legislation that makes it illegal for the company. That's almost like price gouging.
What about competition driving the price down? I mean, because in a lot of cases, the biggest problem
is intellectual property in that
right, and that is a government granted monopoly on making certain products. And so, if there were able to be copycats who could reverse engineer an iPad and make a very similar product and sell it for less, then it would guarantee to drive the price closer to cost because consumers would just have more options and they wouldn't be able to charge $400 for it.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I can't understand how things have gotten the way they are that a company is, incentivized, mm-hmm. when they're incentivized to go to a place that has, no EPA and the people will work for 25 cents a day or whatever, and then they just come back here and sell their products for the same amount that it would cost in the United States. I guess that's what my point was.
Yeah.
I don't think that's fair.
The value is to American citizens is wealth isn't money. Wealth is the things that money buys. And so if your dollar will go farther, if your $10 can buy you a pair of shoes and a shirt as opposed to a pair of shoes or a shirt, then you're that much wealthier because you have a pair of shoes and a shirt. So the, you know, poor people are able to make their dollars go farther.
I have to say too, Mike was mentioning like that Walmart lets trucks park there. And so, I mean, a lot of people have really mixed opinions about Walmart because like, not only do they have, you know, products available for cheap that maybe help poor people afford certain things, but they also, like, a lot of their stores, they've used eminent domain to get that land to build the store on, and they've like, you know, done some kind of shady things to, like, sort of get their locations, and I think there is an argument that in mm-hmm. certain places they do put other stores out of business, and maybe people want more choice. They don't want just cheap products. They want a range of products to choose from, some of which are higher quality but more expensive, and some of which are cheaper. So,
Mike, thanks for the call.
Mike, thank you for calling in tonight. And this has been Free Talk Live. We're out of time for this evening. Check us out at freetalklive.com. That's our website where you can find all kinds of features. And thank you, Mark. I've been Stephanie.
And I've been Mark.
Right. And we'll see you
in the future, too.
We'll see you tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Did you know you could go back to school online? Choose a degree in one of the many available programs, including business, criminal justice, psychology, computer science, and many more. If you're serious about going to school in the next year and have a high school diploma or GED, the National Education Online Center can help you find the school you're looking for. Call them 1-888-808-5490 for an expert consultation. Call right away because classes are filling up by the hour. 1-888-808-5490. Some courses not accredited in all states.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.